Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs, with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
I'm good. Let's go.
Okay. Just to recap who we had with us last week, we had Renee, who came after suffering from a month and a half of numbness in her arms and pain in her shoulder and neck, frozen shoulder. After the first treatment, all the pain was gone. She also had a breast tumor removed a year and a half ago, which left a 1.5 centimeter very indurated, hard scar, which caused pain when she was wearing her bra. And the scar was very disfigured and didn't look good. Within two or three treatments, the scar was completely gone. Amazing story. We also had with us Stephen, who was going through 13 years of high impact sports with wakeboarding, would get back pain, which would go away within 3 to 4 days. And this last bout, about a month ago, it just did not go away. Twisting and turning, the shooting pains would go through his back, and he couldn't move. After one treatment, he was able to play 18 holes of golf, no medication. His energy was up the roof. Went to Las Vegas. His digestion was better. Sleep apnea was also better.
Yeah, you can see this. We post it on our website, drtong.com,
drtong.com. Also, before we get going with our show, we want to talk about Proposition 37. Please support it, because the big companies, Monsanto, Kellogg, Coca-Cola, have poured in $40 million against this proposition, against proper labeling of food. You want to know what is in your food. You want to know if it's genetically modified, okay?
Yeah.
So please support it. Yes, on Prop 37.
We just want to know what we are buying.
What we're buying. It, you can buy it if you want, but most people do not want to buy it if they know. So,
and we need to know that.
Please say yes on Prop 37. Mm-hmm. Our number is 714-556-8664. Let's get to our first guest.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Jacob. Welcome, Jacob.
Hi, Jacob.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Good. Hi, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today to share your story. Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came to see us.
Let's see, I'm a full-time student. I'm also an IOS engineer. Mm-hmm. Back when I was 15, which was September of 95, I sustained a close head injury. Due to that head injury, I was left with a left side paralysis of my body. I had a total of 3 craniotomies. I went through a self-induced coma for 4 months, woke up from a sodium pentothal drip, and now I'm left with extreme muscle tone atrophy, if you will, sleep problems, headaches, migraines, went through a seizure disorder. So, yeah, I've had a debacle full of problems from that.
Okay, so just to recap, because that was actually a very, very good recap. But
yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
So 1995, you were 15, you had a closed head injury, which uh-huh. left you in a coma, you said. For how long?
For four months.
4 months.
By then, the doctors, my neurosurgeons, were handing my mom the papers to donate my organs, mm-hmm. which her as a surgeon and her background said, no way, mm-hmm. let's try. I know there's more resorts to try. Let's try the last thing, which was, at that time, a sodium pentothal drip.
Oh, sodium pentothal. Okay. And you had three craniotomies, too. This was before you went into the coma?
No, I went into the coma after the second craniotomy. There was the first one just to initially see what the damage was.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, because my ICP level, which is my intracranial pressure,
right.
swelled. My brain was swelling too bad. They had to release the pressure.
Okay, so and then you went into a coma. And they were basically...
Then I went into a self-induced coma for 4 months.
Okay.
Was on respirator, life support, all that happy stuff. And then they said, there's no way he's going to wake up. Please donate his organs to science for, you know, better research.
And what did you say? What did you say?
I said nothing. I was sleeping. My mother said no way.
Well, they give you a chance to say something, you know? By the way,
my mother said, by the last resort, and the doctor said, okay, that's a sodium pentothal drip, but we don't think that's going to help at all, but we'll do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, daggone right, I want you to do it. So they did it, and I think about 5 or 6 days after they did the drip, I woke up.
Oh,
wow.
Sodium pentothal is supposed to put you to sleep.
It's supposed to be the truth. It's supposed to be a truth serum.
Oh,
they use it for a truth serum. Yeah.
By the way,
inject it into prisoners and they tell the truth.
Craniotomy means that they open your brain. So for the people who don't understand it,
So when you woke up, you had to go through a lot of rehab, correct? And your whole left side was paralyzed.
I had to go through extensive rehab, occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, cognitive function therapy. I mean, every kind you could think of, yes, for many years. So I was in the wheelchair for probably a total of 12 and a half, almost 13, 14 years.
But now you walk.
But now I walk, but I walk with hyperflexion of my hip, hyperrotation of my foot, and hyperextension of my knee.
Okay.
So I am a physical therapist, dream come true. because they have a lot of ways to go in which to examine my gait, my walk, and go about, you know, trying to facilitate rehabilitation for that.
So one hip is, do you have one leg that's shorter than the other, or just because your hip is hyper flexed that it can't?
Yeah, that's just because of the weakness, because of the extreme weakness, atrophy.
Okay, and atrophy. So you had a lot of pain, you said?
How long have you had pain?
Yeah, I do have pain, yes, of course. I have pain from muscle tone, from my synergy, stuff like that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you had the pain and disability?
Oh, gosh, that's been many years since I can remember.
Okay.
Since I can remember waking up from the accident,
Okay.
So nobody was able to help you with the pain?
No, because I refused to take pain medicine because it is so bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for you.
It is highly addictive, and all that, you know, Lortab and Percocets, all that stuff causes, it depletes your cerebral spinal fluid, which connects your spinal cord to your brain.
And you already have those issues. Yeah.
Wow.
Basically, it makes you dumb.
Wow. I need to hire you for patient education.
He's very, very well informed. Well, he's been going through this for many years. So then you also had headaches and migraines, correct?
Yes. I had classical migraines with the aura in the left eye, and I never got treated for that except through eating Valium, and that just made me tired and lethargic all day, so I got rid of that.
And then you also had...
I had a seizure disorder for 10 years.
Oh,
I've been on Vantin, Depakote, Trileptal, Keppra, all these medicines, and never worked, so I threw them away. I don't have any more seizures.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And then you also have insomnia, right? Sleep problems?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As I said before, I have insomnia.
Okay, so tell us your experience. You've had three treatments now, right? What happened after the first treatment with Dr. Tong?
I've had three treatments total. The first treatment, doctor said, you know, you're going to feel it right away, which I said, blah, 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 whatever. We'll see what happens. But no, I went home. My state of consciousness had changed 100%. I was more aware of where my body was, my surroundings, everything.
Oh, how was your pain?
I had no pain. I had no pain. I had some discomfort. I had discomfort in my foot because of my chi was so blocked up in my foot. It was unbelievable.
You definitely can come and educate my patients.
So the pain, actually within the first treatment, the pain was gone then, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Totally alleviated. I mean, I felt it for a couple of days. I felt it in the foot, yes.
Sometimes.
But after a couple of days, I guess the swelling just went away.
Right. That foot, that left foot is quite blocked, actually. So we still need to work
still
on
is,
that.
Yeah.
It's on. Yeah, you see, it's a very complicated case for so many years. Really severe damage from brain injury. Mm-hmm. But one treatment,
right,
get rid of most of pain and give your mental status much better.
He's much more aware of what his surroundings. Uh-huh. And then what about the sleep now?
Oh, I dream. I haven't dreamed in over 15 years.
Right.
Wow.
In over 15 years, I have not grasped the concept of REM, which is rapid eye movement, which is when you fall into a deep sleep. I have not grasped that concept at all. But through taking all these really horrible medications, that's the only way I could even fall asleep for 1 or 2 hours a night.
But you wouldn't dream, right? When you took the medication, you wouldn't dream, right?
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. I would doze on and off all night. I would never fall asleep at all.
Mm-hmm.
I would just feel lethargic and drugged up, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've taken the acupuncture, by the second time, I fall asleep for 4 to 6 hours a night, and I wake up in a total state of euphoria.
Wow.
I mean, it's just a new thing to me. I'm a baby being reborn.
Hey, you got to tell the people that we are not taking you to dinner for saying that, okay?
No, not at all.
What about
not
the headaches and migraines?
I haven't had any at all.
Wonderful. That is amazing.
That's good.
Yeah.
This is what...
It's not amazing. You guys and what you're doing to me is amazing.
Yes, okay. Actually, if you know what we are really doing, it's not really that amazing. We are putting Jacob, the mind, back to the body.
Right.
Yes, so many blockages from the injury.
Right.
Okay, so we just clear the traffic jams. And that's all we do, blockages.
Actually, your range of motion and mobility in your left hand is better too, correct?
Yes, but that's minimal because that's been so, just so gone for so long.
Right.
But you're coming...
I have hope now that there's a little more movement in my fingers and I'm feeling, which is the main thing, is feeling and able to locate those...
proprioception, right? You're able to actually
feel something.
Feel things?
Well... I believe what it's doing to me personally is it's maybe somehow developing new neurosynapses and new neurokinetic pathways.
That is because you don't have the chi.
Right.
Once we opened up all the...
My body is functioning like a machine, like a clean oiled machine.
Yeah. Okay, you know what chi is? Chi is actually make up your spirit. It's alive itself.
Mm-hmm.
So your muscle and your arm is deprived of this life. And that's why you don't feel it.
And that's why it's atrophy, too.
Yeah, that's why it's atrophy.
No,
so our treatment, bring back the life, and eventually you'll have much more sensation, much more use, or even full.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely
that's
think it'll
improve.
That's
why I'm not going to stop going to you guys. Come on now.
Yeah, it'll continue.
That's why I'm not stopping.
Yeah, it'll continue to improve. It's amazing within these first three treatments. I can even tell emotionally you're so much just more positive.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. Yeah. Definitely.
Well,
definitely.
Jacob, thank you so much for joining us today. He's a wonderful speaker.
No problem. I want everybody out there to know that listening to this, that acupuncture is not a hoax. It's not some medicine from another country that does not work. It's been here for thousands of years, and
absolutely.
I guarantee you it will work for you as it is working for me gradually every single day.
You come here. You work the first time. And because if you use the nerve block to enhance acupuncture, that's why it's so dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
If, Jacob, you go to another acupuncturist, it might not work.
The injections
I hate to say
much,
that.
Well,
they're
I did that
powerful.
Before, and all they used was dry needles, and I felt nothing. I got nothing from it.
Right.
How many times have you tried acupuncture before?
Twice.
Twice, okay.
Yeah, the injections,
one time
though.
And,
right.
I'm sorry, what?
No, the injections we do is much more powerful. So,
what happened to your...
It's much different. Mm-hmm.
So,
much different.
Yeah, what happened to your acupuncture treatment and then you tried twice?
Nothing happened. I lay there. They put dry needles in me, waited about 15 minutes, came back in the room, removed the needles, said, how do you feel? Told me some of their own pills they had, and bam, I was off. And so, then for the next few days, I was wondering every day, what's supposed to happen? Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing's happening. No feelings, nothing.
So acupuncture is not that magic word. Knowing what to do is
the
answer.
Principle, yes, does,
yeah,
it does
our
work.
Treatment,
but you have to know how to use it.
Yeah, our treatment is totally... Yeah.
And you have to go to somebody that's fully educated and knows what they're doing, such as the people at Healing Touch.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Jacob.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jacob.
No, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay,
bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest, Daoud. Welcome, Daoud.
Hi, Daoud.
Hello there. Hello.
Yes.
Daoud
yes.
is an old friend of ours. He's been coming for many, many years and stopped for a while and returned. Give us a little bit of background of what made you return to see us.
Dr. Elaine, what happened was that about I hadn't seen you for almost, both you and Dr. Tong, I hadn't seen you all for almost 10 some years because obviously I was feeling so good about life. Mm-hmm. And then about 3 years ago, I had a very major heart attack. Mm-hmm. It was a catastrophic heart attack. And I was dead for about 5 days. I don't have no memory of that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put me on what they call the Arctic Sun, and of course they chill the body down because they're afraid the mind is dead.
Oh.
And then when I recovered from that, then 3 months later I had open heart surgery. A year later I came back to normal and everything was fine. I went back to playing the kind of tennis and the kind of exercises I was accustomed to doing. And a year later, which was about a year ago, last year, last Christmas Eve, I had another heart attack, which I was, again, gone for about 5 days or so.
Oh, my gosh.
When I came out of that heart attack, I was fine, except the first thing that came to my mind, I said, oh, my God, why have not gone back to Dr. Tong?
Yes, I had the same question.
Honestly, that was the first. I said, you crazy man, he made you feel so good, and you were so good for such a long time, and you forgot all the little recipes and all the little things, because your mind tends to forget
it's
all
true.
The bad things.
Right.
You know, Daoud, I always say that you're smarter than look. And you look, okay? I think you're not as smart as you look.
No, I'm not going to agree with you more. I mean, talk about a brain dead man. I mean,
well, you know, you forget. You really do forget.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's just that you know, I'm not just talking about feeling good. I'm talking about from if somebody takes you from a 2 to a 9 or a 10 and makes you a spring chicken again, you tend to forget where you're coming from, and you're grateful, you're appreciative, but time erases all that memory.
Yeah, because you forget how bad you were too.
Yes.
Oh my word! It literally I have to look back to think about how bad things were.
Well, tell us how bad you were before. I remember you wear long johns and long sleeve to come us in the summer, and you were still shaking.
Right.
Cold.
And you had prostatitis problems.
And you listened to our radios over a whole year.
Yes.
Before. So you were a spring chicken then, or
yes.
You're already chicken.
You know, I haven't gone through the trauma that I went through. What happened was just about, I'm in my 60s now, but just about the time I hit my 50s, my entire body was shutting down.
Right.
You're 100% right. In summer, we're talking about in the dead of summer, I'd wear long johns because my legs were so cold. If I went out for 3 hours to do some kind of work, then for another two hours, I had to go to sleep. If I played tennis for about 20 minutes, then for 3 hours, I couldn't stop perspiring.
Mm.
I had mood swings so bad that if my companion Julie said anything to me, I would just absolutely go after her because I had such bad mood swings.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the prostatitis, I mean, getting up and going to bed, getting up 12 times a night. And the doctors have no cure for that whatsoever. So when I went through all of that, I mean, literally, there's only one choice you have. You want to end the trauma. I mean, you're literally, your mind is saying, I can't do this on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, for the first time, Dr. Tong, I saw your ads, and I never, ever watch ads. Never have since then and never will.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, what you said made sense, and I just wanted to know one thing. Are you coming from the pocketbook? Are you coming from your heart? That's all I wanted to know.
both.
Nine. That's all I
want
to know.
I'm honest,
I'm serious, Dr. Dong, because, you know, so many people put out ads. They're not family-oriented people. They're business people. And I watched you for one full year before I made up my mind that you're coming from the heart.
From the heart first. From the heart first.
Of course. Yes. It has to be from the heart first.
Mm-hmm. And I remember the very first day that I walked in there, and I looked at you, and my first words out of my mouth was, Dr. Tong, I trust you.
Oh, is that right?
Honest to God. I put
on my makeups. That's
right.
So within how many treatments did all of that leave?
For me, I hope I don't mind calling you Elaine because I've known you so long.
Fine,
we're
no
so
problem.
Young at that time. Yes, I know. You're a big girl now. And back then, the good thing was the insurance was taking insurance. Then I committed myself. I came to him three times a week, and this was for the first month or so. I was there three times a week. And within week to week and a half, my energy was totally boundless.
Wow.
I mean, I remember my
that's
energy
good.
Was so boundless that I started to overdo things. And obviously, that's what the mind does. And that's
right.
what you do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I came to you for three times a week for a month, and then two times a week for 3 months. And then once a month after that, you literally took me. I mean, I'm in all seriousness, the way I gauge myself, how am I getting better, is within 4 to 5 months. I was ready to play in 100-degree heat, 100% humidity for 3 hours a day, five days straight.
You were training two or three times a week, 2 or 3 hours each time.
Right.
Yes.
And you were wearing shorts, I think, that first year in the winter.
Yes. In winter, I mean, I literally trained 6 days a week, and in winter time, I was back to wearing shorts. I was back to my body being normal.
So within less than half a year. Amazing.
Yes, less than half a year. Yeah.
So tell us now, coming back after your two heart attacks, tell us the transformation you've experienced now.
When I first came, this has been about 5 months now, when I came to see you, three things were happening. I felt that there was still pain in that area that I somehow could not get rid of. Mm-hmm. My confidence level was low because the doctor obviously, you know, the regular mainstream doctors,
they
believe in
surgery. Don't exercise anymore.
Don't exercise anymore. I mean, don't break sweat. Don't exercise anymore. Don't break sweat.
They are partially right.
They're partially right. Okay? Yes.
Because if you're blocked and you don't get circulation to your heart, and you got chest pain when you exercise too much, then you can be damaging.
Yes.
But we open up your circulation.
Right.
And exercise will be tremendously beneficial because you open up collateral circulation with
there
the exercise.
Go.
So the most important thing is get the qi and circulation to your heart first. Then you exercise.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
There
so
they
the regular doctor on a catch-22 basis, they don't know how to open the circulation.
So they're afraid if you exercise too hard that you're going to get another heart attack.
Same
can happen. Yes.
There you go. And then that was very understandable. Plus, don't get your breathing high. And I said, well, if I don't get my breathing up, don't get my heart rate up, why am I living? I mean, that didn't quite make sense. And I knew they were coming from the right place.
Right.
So my confidence factor of my life was not there. The heart was painful, and the third thing was the energy level wasn't so high. So I came to you and we chatted, and for the world of me, I don't know why I didn't come to you right away long time ago, but regardless, within 2 months, this is going back 3 months now, I have boundless energy again. Absolutely boundless energy. I mean, I think you sense that also. Not only that, but I'm back to playing tennis again. I've taken your advice, Dr. Tong, and I've taken your advice. I am breaking sweat, and also I have not told you this yet, but I'm up to 60 ounces of juicing every day.
Wow,
wonderful.
That's good.
And that's helping a lot, too.
Oh, my goodness. I have 24 ounces of green juice in the morning. And then for dinner, I only do fruit juice. I make my own fruit juice.
Good discipline. 30,
And I cannot eat. Yesterday, for the first time, I ate solid food. It did not feel right.
Well, all the audience out there, this is health care.
Yes.
Okay, we
That's
restore
really
health.
Health.
Get people really healthy, boundless energy. No one in this country is doing it. No one can restore health, especially conventional doctors.
Right.
So how
are
we going to reform healthcare when none of the doctors know how to restore health?
That right. is exactly, Dr. Tong. I won't name names, but I was at a doctor's office, you know, doing the checkup and all that, and I mentioned to them how good I was feeling, and they're looking at me like I was a stranger. Honestly, they were looking at me because what you are doing, and I want people to hear this, because you're not some medical doctor or you're not some businessman. You really are family-oriented people that care genuinely about other people. You really make a difference in people's lives.
Oh, you're so and,
sweet. No, I honestly mean that. I want people to know that I've gone through this scenario and to give back life to someone that did not have it again is really remarkable.
Yes.
Oh. It's absolutely remarkable.
Thank you, Daud.
Thank you, Daud.
And you said it exactly right. Qi is life.
Yes.
So we're putting your life back to you. That's why you have boundless energy.
Yes.
We open the circulation to your heart so you don't have to be afraid of another heart attack. And
yeah.
the juicing make you alkaline. The alkaline will clear up the acid and calcification from your artery. So that will make you stronger. And I learned this out of medical school.
Yeah.
So don't expect the conventional doctor to know any of this stuff. And they don't care to learn it.
No, I mean, I couldn't agree because I was doing 16 ounces was not enough, Dr. Tong.
Yes.
And I tell you, you clear your mind by not having any unfinished business, take care of that stress. You clean your body up by juicing and doing all the normal things you do. And then with your work of opening up the blood channels, how could you not get well?
Exactly. I asked the same question.
Thank you so much for sharing your touching story with us today. It's so good to have you back.
Yeah. Good to have you back.
From the bottom of my heart, I know it brings tears to my eyes every time, but from the bottom of my heart, I tell you, as a family and as people, what you've done for me and what you're doing for my companion, Julie, now, she has so much energy right now. You not believe it, Elaine. She has so much energy. Last night, she was cooking all night, cleaning the kitchen. I've never seen her do that in 20 years of knowing her.
I need the cook.
Thank you, Dad. Well, then I expect to see her again
yes.
in the office.
She will definitely be there, and
okay.
I thank you so
Great.
Much.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Words cannot explain what you're doing, Dr. Tong. Nobody in the world is doing, and I tell you, please keep it up.
Thank you, Dad.
We
will.
Thank
yes.
you so much. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 870, The Answer. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.